This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. It's been a long haul to get here, but a central Washington dairy is about to begin converting dairy manure into renewable natural gas. Dan DeRuiter with George DeRuiter & Sons Dairy and Outlook says a natural gas pipeline is being built to carry the manure byproduct from their anaerobic digester to a regional network that supplies fuel for transportation.
Everything is about being able to manage our nutrients better. The one thing a digester does is it allows you to separate the nutrients off from the liquids. And the biggest issue with the nutrients that we have in there is basically shipping. You don't want to ship water.
DeRuiter says the digester processes manure in a cost-effective and environmentally sustainable way.
Basically, we digest the manure so that we can separate the phosphorus, the potassium, and the nitrogen off so that we can ship dry product, or at least close to dry product, and the liquids we use for irrigation onto the fields that are close.
And with this new system?
The estimates that we have is that we will produce about 9,000 gallons diesel equivalent gas a month.
DeRuiter says a partnership with Promus Energy and Brightmark Energy has made it all possible.
The partners come into play because you need funding to be able to convert to that sort of a system. The gas scrubbers, the pipelines, all that costs a lot of money to get it converted over, and the capital costs make it very difficult to get into it without a little bit of help.
Listen tomorrow for more.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.